All right, well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Tuesday, and so today's the day we look in a little more depth at the idea we introduced yesterday. Yesterday, I told a relatable story about driving in freezing rain and the welcome sight of a blue flashing light in the distance, meaning that somebody's laying down road salt that is going to help people stay on the road, bring a little peace to chaos. And I brought that up because today we're looking at Jesus' words from the Bible, from one of his very beginning sayings of the Sermon on the Mount. He said this, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot." Well, certainly in Jesus' day, when he talked about salt, nobody was thinking about road salt. They lived in the Middle East, so icy roads really weren't a reality for them. There were two main uses for salt in Jesus' day. One was for taste, same as we do today. Keep it around to spice up your food a little bit. The other use would be for preserving. The days before refrigeration was an important way to keep people's food fresh, particularly meat, to ensure that it could last, if done properly, for years and years. So when Jesus said he wanted his followers to be the salt of the earth, what was he saying? Was he saying he wanted them to be the spice of life and make people's lives tastier? Well, I think there was an element of that. But more importantly, I think Jesus was saying he wanted his followers to be a preservative. As I said quite a bit in these challenges, we were created to live in a world that was good. God created a good world where we could live in a close personal relationship with him. We human beings rebelled against God. And by pushing him out of our lives, we live in a world that's broken. We live in a world that's in a constant state of decay. You can see our world falling apart around us sometimes. There are all sorts of areas of life where we humans try to improve our own lot. And as we fix problems in one area of life, we simply find problems in another. We seem to be in a world that is not quite right. Not quite the kind of world that God described as good when he created it. Now, of course, God doesn't want his good world to be in a constant state of decay. God created it as good and loves us and loves our world still, even as we decay. So what did God do about that? God came to earth as Jesus Christ, and he left behind some salt to help preserve the decay in our world. Jesus left behind his followers, us, to have a preservative effect on society around us. The followers of Jesus are meant to preserve the world around us, to stop the decay whenever we can. And no, that doesn't mean that followers of Jesus are meant to be the world's police, to make sure everybody knows when they do something wrong, or to act as if we do everything right. Followers of Jesus are not also meant to just blend in with the world around. Like that snowplow on an icy road, followers of Jesus are meant to be in the world, leading others into more peace, more calm, in an otherwise chaotic world. Well, we're going to look at this passage a little more deeply tomorrow, but for now I have a question for you to consider. How have you seen Christians being salt in the world, and how have you seen this go wrong? Have a great time discussing that with a group if you have one, or contemplating that on your own. I'll see you tomorrow.